All right, welcome back to the deep dive. Our whole mission here is to basically act as your expert navigators. We take a huge stack of research and just, boil it down to the essential insights you need to get up to speed fast. And today, we are diving deep into the world of precious metals investment.
Yep.
Specifically, we're looking at a company called Noble Gold Investments and their particular approach to gold IRAs. Our goal here today is to give you a really solid understanding of what makes Noble Gold tick, especially for customers who, let's say, prioritize simplicity and an easy process above everything else. We want you to walk away from this knowing exactly how their model works, what its strengths are, and this is critical, what the trade-offs might be for choosing this kind of provider. The core claim from Noble Gold, really, is that they've designed their service to appeal to first-timers.
Yeah.
People who might feel a bit intimidated by the complexity or, frankly, the high-pressure sales tactics of some of the bigger firms.
It is, and that's a huge differentiator in this market.
It seems like it.
That whole focus on de-risking the entry point, it really defines their entire market identity. So what we're doing is analyzing the sources to see the tangible steps they actually take, with customer support, and what makes them a real choice for people who want guidance through what can be a really confusing process.
Okay, so let's unpack that right away. Who is Noble Gold in the, in the broader landscape? We know they're positioned as the accessible option, but what's the actual evidence for that? What do their customers say?
Well, they're consistently seen as a smaller, almost boutique, customer-focused company in this space. Their reputation isn't really built on, say, the sheer volume of assets they handle.
Right.
It's built on the depth of their personal service. When you stack them up against the industry giants, their key selling point is that high-touch relationship. You get personal attention instead of being, routed through a call center with multiple departments.
That distinction, personal attention over sheer scale, that makes a lot of sense. The sources also seem to point to a pretty specific target demographic.
They do.
U.S. investors, often age 55 and older. We should probably dig into why that guided approach is so valuable to that specific group. It's not just about being nice, is it? It's about handling a serious administrative lift.
Exactly. For that demographic, the biggest hurdle isn't always understanding gold as an asset. It's the administrative nightmare of initiating a rollover.
Okay.
A lot of these customers are moving funds out of old 401ks or existing IRAs, and that means you have to coordinate with the old administrator, deal with really strict IRS compliance rules, and fill out all this complex custodian paperwork correctly.
So the real value isn't just selling you gold coins, it's being the go-between that shields you from all that paperwork stress. Because if you mess up a step during a 401k rollover, you could be looking at some big tax penalties.
Precisely. And that's what the high guidance model is trying to minimize. The whole focus for Noble Gold is simplifying the mechanics of that transfer, making sure the funds move seamlessly from the old custodian to the new one without, triggering any bad outcomes or long
I
delays.
see.
That security and administrative relief, that's the real value proposition for someone focused on their retirement.
Okay, let's talk practicalities then. This is where it gets really interesting for a potential customer. We hear this phrase active assistance. What does the setup process actually look like step by step with Noble Gold? Are there details on how they reduce that friction?
Yeah, so the sources show they go way beyond just sending you a PDF with instructions.
Right.
The key area where they really differentiate is in handling the actual implementation and communication. Think about a standard gold IRA application. You've got forms from the depository, the metals dealer, and the IRA custodian. It's a lot. What Noble Gold does, according to the customer feedback we've seen, is they take the lead on preparing the bulk of that paperwork. For instance, some sources say they'll often pre-fill up to 90% of the custodian transfer forms based on the info the customer gives them.
Oh, wow.
And that drastically cuts down the time the customer has to spend just checking account numbers, addresses, and all those details.
So that really shifts the burden away from the customer. They might just have to sign to date a few things,
Right.
but any company can claim they offer high-touch guidance. What about that first step, the initial consultation? That's where the sales pressure usually kicks in.
It is, yeah.
How do they supposedly maintain that non-pressurized environment?
It seems to come down to a structural commitment to education over, just closing a deal quickly. Their one-on-one consultations are focused on clarifying not just how much gold to buy, but why a gold IRA even exists.
Okay.
They address the complex stuff like IRS rules on which metals are approved, storage requirements, and crucially, how to avoid what are called prohibited transactions.
So the goal is for it to feel more like an educational briefing.
Exactly. They want to ensure the customer actually understands the implications of a self-directed IRA. And that lack of pressure lets the customer move at their own pace so they can really grasp the technical side of it. They want you to feel confident, not rushed into a decision.
It sounds like they're consciously trying to mitigate that feeling of information overload, which is what a lot of first-timers are worried about. You get the full explanation, but you don't feel like a clock is ticking.
It's all about giving you the foundational knowledge you need to make an informed choice, but without that aggressive push. They provide the resources, whether that's guides on metal purity or clarifying how your assets are segregated in a vault. That sense of security is vital.
All right, so now we have to look at the balanced view. I mean, if Noble Gold is putting all this energy into high-touch support and simplicity, there have to be some trade-offs. What are the undeniable strengths and where are the limitations a customer really needs to consider?
Okay, let's start with the strengths that come up again and again in the sources. First is the low administrative burden. We've talked about that, but for a first-timer, the ease of starting and transferring funds is just a massive benefit.
Right.
Second is clarity and predictability. The sources note their fee structure is often standardized. They tend toward flat annual rates for storage and administration, not percentage-based fees.
And that's a huge deal for people who expect to have larger account balances over time.
A huge deal, yes. And third is just the sheer depth of that personal support. That's their brand identity.
Okay, so let's pivot to the flip side of that. When you say they lack the overall scale of their competitors, what does that actually mean for the average person? Is it about inventory, minimum purchase amounts? What's the trade-off there?
It's primarily about two things, inventory range and access to advanced options.
Hmm.
Because Noble Gold is so focused on a streamlined, low-friction model, they tend to keep a really curated inventory of highly liquid IRS-approved bullion. Think, you know, standard gold and silver eagles or Canadian maple leafs.
The basics?
The most reliable basics, yeah. This focus means they may not stock some of the rarer, more specialized or numismatic coins that a larger dealer might offer. So if you're an investor looking for, say, esoteric investment grade platinum coins, you might find their selection is a bit limited compared to a major international dealer.
That is a crucial distinction. So the simplicity doesn't just apply to the paperwork, but to the investment selection itself.
Yes.
If you want a straightforward, compliant gold IRA, they're great. If you need complex hedging tools or really specialized inventory, they might fall short.
Precisely. They focus on minimizing risk by sticking to the simplest, most compliant assets. And because they aren't a huge bank or a full-service brokerage, they may not offer the vast suite of advanced financial products that go beyond physical metals. A highly sophisticated investor who needs derivatives or specialized market access would, you know, definitely be better served elsewhere.
And what about the cost? You mentioned flat annual rates are a good thing for large accounts, but does that mean their fees might be comparatively a little higher for someone with a smaller initial investment?
That's the nuance, yes. That's the trade-off in the flat rate model. For a customer rolling over, say, $500,000, paying a flat $250 annual fee is incredibly efficient.
Makes sense.
But for someone just starting out with the minimum investment, that flat fee represents a higher percentage of their portfolio's value, at least in the first few years. You get stability and predictability, but maybe a little less cost efficiency on a very small starting balance.
So if we connect all this back to the big picture,
yeah,
who is the absolute ideal customer for Noble Gold based on everything we've dug up?
The ideal customer is definitively the person who prioritizes administrative security, a guided setup, and a low stress entry into this market.
Okay.
They're likely a first-time precious metals investor or a retirement saver moving funds from an old plan. And they just value approachability and clear communication far more than getting the absolute rock bottom price or having the widest inventory on the planet.
Right.
They want the process handled for them.
So if you've been sitting on the fence, maybe delaying a roll over because the idea of dealing with tax rules and mountains of paperwork from some massive brokerage feels, well, paralyzing.
Yeah.
This is the exact type of provider Noble Gold is engineered to serve. The value is confidence through clarity.
Exactly. And conversely, if you're a seasoned investor with millions in holdings, or you need access to every possible financial instrument under the sun, a larger scale-focused institution that specializes in that kind of complexity would be a much better fit. Understanding the limits of the model helps you make the right choice.
So, what does this all mean for you listening to this? We've taken a deep dive into the sources, and the critical takeaway is that Noble Gold Investments is presented not just as another provider, but as a specialist in simplifying the gold IRA process. They provide strong one-on-one support and clarity, really designed to de-risk that initial experience.
And this brings us to the final thought. Knowledge is most valuable when you can actually understand it and apply it to your own situation.
Right.
Before you make any final decision, we'd strongly encourage you to actively engage with the materials they offer. Don't just compare fee schedules on a spreadsheet. Compare the feeling of their consultation process. Ask yourself, does their focus on low-friction guidance outweigh the broader selection or potential tiny cost savings from a larger, less personal firm? The right choice is the one that best suits your personal priority. Is it simplicity or is it scale?
Take the time, do that comparison for yourself, and continue your exploration. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the sources. We really hope it helps streamline your path to being well-informed.
We'll catch you next time.